This is Rabbi Nathaniel Bron, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey. So recording on Tuesday. We did finish this yesterday at the CM on August 1st. I'm actually recording it today. It's Tuesday, August the 2nd. In 2022, we will complete our learning of Masechet Beitza 40b, Daf Mem Amud Beis, the only section. To the end of last week, we had a mission of discussing which animals are considered kind of domesticated, not muktzah, which are considered midbarios, that they belong out in the field, you might say, they are muktzah. One of the opinions in the mission is Rabbi, the Gemara, the bottom of Mem Amud Aleph, had asked, does Rabbi really hold of muktzah? Right, they asked him about pieces from the palm tree, and he Rabbi responds that according to Rav Shimon, only kind of muktzah Rav Shimon believes in is grogros v'tzimukin bilvad, right? Dried raisins and figs, which they put on the roof as edible fruit. They would then become wildly inedible and disgusting until the point where they were dried, they were once again edible. So that middle period where they are grogros and tzimukin, even Rabbi Shimon, who doesn't in general hold the muktzah, will agree that these fruits in the drying process are indeed muktzah. Nobody would think to use them, nobody would ever, you know, just totally pushed out of our minds. So how can it be that Rebbe holds of the concept of muktzah when it comes to the animals in the Mishnah if he says that we only believe in grogros and tzimukim, only that type of muktzah? So the Gemara gives a few answers. The first answer is ibayis ema. If you wish, you could say haninami kigrogros vitzimukim dami, that these animals are also in the same category of grogros and tzimukim. They're so far removed from your mind that they are muktzah. Right? That's difficult because inherently those animals are usable versus the drying fruit, which you're not. But maybe in terms of being far removed from our mind, they are the same. Be'ibayis emo, or you can say, l'dvarav d'Rabbi Shimon ka'amar. Rebbe was only answering for the position of Rabbi Shimon. But v'leilo sfirle, that's not what Rebbe himself believed. Rebbe himself believes in muktzah, not only grogros v'tzimukim. And therefore, you can apply that category to the animals in the Mishnah. V'ibayis ema, or you could say, right, final answer, l'divrayim d'rabbanan ka'amar lahu, right, that he was in the Mishnah only responding to the words of the rabbis. L'didi, says Rabbi, ain't muktzah. Really, I don't believe in muktzah. Ella l'didchu, but for you, the chachamim, odu limias, at least you should admit to me, when the animals go out to the field to graze Pesach time, they come in months later at the first rain, that those are considered domesticated animals because they do eventually come back. The Rabbanan say back to Rabbi, no, midbarios hain, we don't even agree with you on that. Those are considered, because they're out for such a long time, they are midbarios, they're wild, and therefore they are muktzah. Hadrach Mashilim Peres Slicha Masachas Beitza. Finish the Perek, and we finish the entire Masachet. So if you've been with us from the beginning to the end, a huge, huge Yashar Koach, a thank you for joining, for learning. Of course, another thank you to Seymour Shapiro for helping us break down the Masachet into different days. That's an arduous task. So thank you, but really the biggest yesh koach is to all of you for finishing a masechet of Gemara and learning something almost every single day. We'll take a few months off, and at some point after Simchas Torah, I believe we're on to Moed Katan. So please learn something else in the meantime. You'll come back and join us early fall. Thank you.